Welcome back to your hometown. The stop today is the Lake Geneva region. Tag along and we'll show you why the Lake Geneva region should be your hometown. Brought to you by Visit Lake Geneva.
And if you have spent any time in the Lake Geneva region, you have certainly seen or been to Pierce's Farm Stand. Bob Pierce is with us. Bob, how many generations at Pierce's Farm Stand?
There's four generations of us here.
How many years? Over 50?
60 this year.
Wow, that is amazing. I love that you say you grow groceries in your own backyard. We all attempt to do that. We're just not very successful.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and it's a challenge. Every year brings a different challenge, and it's a lot of fun, very rewarding, and it's nice just seeing the community get everything as fresh as possible and the faces every day.
I know you must rely on the locals in the Lake Geneva region, but I know that tourists make your place, your farm stand, a destination.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially on the weekends. We get a lot of visitors out of Illinois, and they're welcome up here. We do free hay rides, and we have a lot of stuff to keep people entertained. It's always a good time, a lot of stuff to do.
You have a corn maze, right?
Yep, that we do. We have a corn maze. We have a bakery that's running 7 days a week. And what's a really unique fact about it is a lot of people don't realize a lot of our products, for example, are zucchini bread. The zucchini is grown in our garden right here, and it makes its way to the kitchen. And from there, it's ground and made right into zucchini bread. So we try to keep all of our products grown on the farm as much as we can also.
That's why you have such a loyal following, you know, because
good. Always trying to change things up a little bit and keep it fresh and local, and people want to know where their food comes from, and we try to keep our hands wrapped around that.
That really has been probably one of the biggest changes, right? There's always been a segment of society that was concerned about where their food comes from. But every day on this show, I'm talking about a different food recall. People really are focused now on making sure that they know where that food comes from. And they rely on farmers like you that make sure that what we're getting is not only fresh and good for us, but it's a product they can trust.
Yep, that's correct. And we do everything we can to track everything and make sure that, we can hold anyone accountable for something that we get. And I visit a lot of other farmers throughout the winter, and, you know, I partner with them and I buy directly from them for some items that, you know, we can't grow in our area because we don't have the right soil types or growing conditions. And we get products directly from them out of a couple other places like Michigan and Indiana. But I know the farmer. I trust them, and I know where it's coming from, and I trust giving it to our customers.
So have the mums arrived? Do you have mums already? Or, well, you grow them, right?
Yeah, we grow them right here on site. We have about 7.5 acres of mums.
Wow.
They're all starting to pop, and they'll keep blooming until middle of October, end of October. So we'll always have fresh ones out every day, all day.
And what about apples? Are we in apple season yet?
We hit apple season. We actually picked, we put an orchard in 3 years ago, and we got about 6.5 acres of apple trees. We started picking our very own Honeycrisp about 10 days ago, but we still don't have quite enough crops. So we're pulling some Michigan apples out, which have been wonderful. We just got a nice batch of Honeycrisp yesterday. And when our next Honeycrisp are ready in about 2 weeks, we'll start backing on our own again.
And then is Pierce's Farm Stand, are you open till when? November? Are you open all year?
Yeah.
How does it
work? Nope, we're open 7 days a week from 9 to 5:30, and we're open until October 31st.
Oh, yep, that's it. And then when do you pop back open in the spring?
Sweet corn. Usually it's right after the 4th of July.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I feel that when people think about Lake Geneva and the area, they think about Pierce's because, like I said, it's a destination, and it's really nice to meet you, even though we're doing it over the phone.
Yep. No, it's always nice to do, and, you know, people love coming up here with our free admissions to our playland and everything, and it's all about family and community and trying to keep everyone happy. So we do what we can with our part, and we appreciate all the support, you know, of our followers and friends, family, and, you know, loyal customers.
And when do the pumpkins arrive?
They will arrive hopefully this afternoon. I got a crew out picking right now, and I'm hoping to have them up there tomorrow and Saturday, Sunday. We just keep trickling a little bit more and a little bit more product in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
If you want to check it out, PierceFarms.com. It's Pierce's Farm Stand, well known in the Lake Geneva region. That's the town we're focused on today. You're going to hear some, you know, more people that you may know, some of your neighbors, but it will continue throughout the day. All right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
When Chicago